We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're up to Simon Reish Mem Tes. We're in the middle of this Simon, which discusses the various laws that pertain to Erev Shabbos. So the Mechaber tells us that Derech Anshei Maisa L'Sanus B'chol Erev Shabbos, that the people that are particular in fulfilling mitzvos in the best way, they are of the custom to fast every Friday. And doesn't discuss the significance, the why that's considered to be so admirable. The Mishnah Berurah tells us the reason is Kedein orders you to able echo b'layla, that they should be able to have this taiva, this desire, when it comes to the Friday night meal. So this way, by fasting the entire day, they'll be able to truly appreciate the Shabbos all the more. So, however, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in the name of the Bach, the Magen Avraham, as well as other Achronim, the Ein L'Sanus Be'er Shabbos, that if you think this is a great custom, maybe it's a nice way to diet, or to count it all the food you're going to eat on Shabbos, the truth is it's not proper. So on one hand, it's good to enter Shabbos and appreciate the Shabbos and appreciate the Seuda. On the other hand, the person who's going to enter into Shabbos famished, it doesn't show the proper respect. Perhaps the Kabbalah Shabbos may not be with a proper kavana, because you're going to be fasting, and therefore a person should not do so. Imlo shu istnis kolkach shim yochel b'yom u'yochel lechel b'laylo teyavon. But you may be an individual, unlike myself, that if you have a meal in the middle of the day, that how can you eat dinner a few hours later? If that is your approach, then oz min hag tohu im ein mazik lo lasanos. He says that the truth is, if that's your approach, then it's better to fast. If you're going to eat a meal, and you know that by eating a meal on Friday is going to really take away from the enjoyment of the Shabbos meal, then perhaps it is okay to fast. Or at the very least, as we learned before, there are certain times that a person is supposed to finish eating, and depending on whether it's a Sudas Keva, how much one is supposed to eat, certainly the concept everyone should still be able to do, and that is to not enter into Shabbos full in order to be able to appreciate the Shabbos more. And then the Mechaber tells us, which will be the last part which we'll see in this siman, and we'll discuss another topic tomorrow. He says, the im kibalav lis'anos be'er Shabbos, let's say a person does accept upon themselves a fast, and including in this, later the Mechaber says, the tainis chalom, the person had a bad dream, in which a person feels that by having a fasting, it's a way to counter such a negative dream. It's necessary for one to fast all the way until the stars come out. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Kamo im kibol tainis stam b'shar yimei shvuah." When it comes to any time a person accepts a fast upon themselves on any other day of the week, the dinuhu ad seitzachachovim dafka. It doesn't mean that you fast until shkia, but rather you have to wait until seitzachachovim, which is how we're accustomed when it comes to a fast in general. V'lomahani b'mashim ispal tefilas arvis mikoidim. He says it doesn't make a difference, even if, let's say, you daven, you accept the Shabbos early. So we know you can accept Shabbos early. It's no longer Friday. It's no longer a weekday. It's now Shabbos. So maybe you would think that the fast ends. So it's not the case. Once a person accepts upon themselves a fast, the halacha is that they have to fast all the way through until Seitz HaChachavim. And he says that it doesn't matter, even though, as we established, that a person should not enter into Shabbos Mu'una with this level of being famished, but if in the event that a person did it already accept upon themselves this fast, or in a case of a tainis chalom, in which there is more of a reason to fast, because when it comes to a tainis chalom, the Gemara discusses that one is even allowed to fast on Shabbos. And even though that may take away from the oneg Shabbos, of not, you're not eating, but when it comes to a bad dream, if a person feels the necessity to do something positive, to do something, to be proactive about that dream that they had, you have to have a fast that next day. So when you wake up that next morning, you can't say, you know what, I'll fast in 3 days from now. It has to be that the tainis chalom happens right away. So therefore, for that reason, certainly when it comes to a tainis chalom, the halacha is that if a person would accept upon themselves a fast on a Friday, then they would have to wait all the way until Seitz HaKachavim in order to be able to break their fast.